Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning, thanks for joining us. We are going to talk about a topic that's very close to my heart. We need to talk about it more. So, let me run a statistic by you that every 73 seconds, an American is sexually assaulted. And every 9 minutes of that, that victim is a child. What if there was an organization that provided you with personalized services to reclaim the life you deserve? If you were impacted by sexual abuse as a child, well, if you don't heal, you will carry this pain of sexual abuse into your adulthood. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the best guests, our new best friends. Give it up for a Brave Step board member. It's Caleb Holloway. Good morning.
Good morning, Francine.
And Chip Perry is an advocate for survivors. Come on, let's talk about this topic.
That's the dance party.
Hey, Chip Perry.
Hey, Francine.
I named him a movie star already. So, you know, to get up and talk about this takes a lot of guts. Is it the way we were raised or is it just the way society is? Don't talk about sexual abuse.
It's an ugly topic, right? Once we say it out loud, we have to acknowledge that this can actually happen. And I don't think people like, honestly, to think that this can actually happen. Because it's the ugliest of the uglies, right? And it's the thing that can't be said. And so if we don't say it, maybe we can act like it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. I truly think that's part of it.
And it'll go away.
It'll go away.
Do you feel the way I feel? Everybody's got their personal opinion. I feel if you sexually abuse a child, you kill a part of their spirit.
Of course.
And they don't even know what it is until you reach adulthood and you don't feel whole.
There's so many things that any type of abuse can do to you, right? Any type of abuse can do you. And as a child, there's nothing you can do. I mean, you're the ultimate victim, right? And as you become an adult, our responsibility to ourselves is to reclaim those parts of ourselves that were taken away. I don't like the thought of saying that it's killing, because that, unless it's reincarnated, we can't get that back. But I like to have a little more hope to think that we can grab those things back for ourselves as adults. We really can. We can claim the things that were taken away from us at those times. We can have complete hope for our wholeness as adults, and that we just need to fill in those holes for maybe what was taken away from us as children.
The voids.
That's right. But right? As adults, we can fill that in. We can do that. Children, we can't. But as adults, I believe we can.
Do you feel like you have to get the right trauma therapist? I mean, the right one. Because you can go down the list.
I think it helps. I mean, we're not meant to go through life by ourselves. And why would we think we're meant to go through a mental journey by ourselves as well? You know, I say this to my clients all the time. It's nothing to say, hey, have you gotten your physical this year? Or have you gotten your PAP this year? Or have had your mammogram this year, right? We don't say, have you checked in with your therapist this year? There are head doctors. There are mental doctors. Why is it that that isn't just as customary as it saying, like, what's our physical like, right? And when we're having some mental issues, we're having some stressors, or we're trying to fill in those holes from childhood, that we would go, of course, we'll go to an expert to help us do that. So for me in my life, I started at 17 with my first therapist. I think it's key. And I have one now that we're doing some really awesome new work that's relatively new in the mental community. It's for trauma survivors. So I'm really excited about it. No shame in that for me. Absolutely. I do see the shame in our culture about it.
Yeah. Check up from the neck up. And then I love the new sound therapies, the yoga therapies, this therapy.
And there's so many good things. And the good thing about the new therapies is they're really more somatic therapies. So they take into consideration the body, take into consideration our mental chemistry, different things that our body's throwing off, different hormones, different adrenaline, things like that. And they're looking at, because so many of us were traumatized physically, they're taking that into consideration instead of just kind of the front of our head, the very front, the frontal cortex,
yeah.
Exactly, like what we've typically thought about in therapy before. They're going a bit deeper than that. I think there's amazing new stuff happening.
Wow, if you're just now tuning in, that's Chip Perry. Yes, we're talking about sexual abuse, right? What if as an adult right now, could find a way to heal? And they say don't say heal because then you'll admit to be broken. But sometimes you need to admit to be broken.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
I mean, we're human.
Broke my ankle early this summer. I'm not ashamed of that.
You did break your ankle.
You know, I was broken. I needed to heal. Why is it different? Why is there shame in saying, my heart is broken, my head is broken, my ankle's broken?
I think when you go for the heart is broken, people kind of go, oh boy, I can't handle it.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's what it is. I can't handle that. Meaning, I can't listen to that. That's too much for me. That's too real. Don't you wonder, if we're kind of going away as a society from real as it is, right? Like, with social media and everything being bubbly and shiny and pretty and all great, that we're really kind of walking straight away from real anyway. Maybe people do feel like these topics are a little too real.
We should have, instead of Facebook,
Real Book. Or the real face. You have to show your face in the morning when you first wake up and you've been sleeping on all night. You look like a Sharpay. Like, that's the picture only.
Oh my gosh. Or post your worst.
That's right. I think it's fair.
I woke up like this book. But for real.
You are a Brave Step, awesome board member. Caleb?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think Brave Step is what's awesome, not me. I'm just glad to be a part of it. And I can't speak from personal experience about recovery from sexual trauma, but I mean, the reason that I'm drawn to it is because my husband, Chip, here, the movie star, he's a survivor. I have other family members who are very close to me who are survivors, and one in particular who said nothing about it to anyone, as far as I know, until I was almost an adult, and the only reason she spoke up was to protect other children when she found out that the perpetrator was maybe doing it again. She didn't speak up for herself in order to get that healing. She spoke up for children, which is an admirable reason, but it pains me to know that she had many years, decades, where it was just a secret and she wasn't worth saving for herself. She wouldn't speak up and talk about it, as she was afraid to, ashamed to, and she wasn't wrong about the shame that came her way from some people. I mean, fortunately, she did find that right therapist and found some help. I wish that a Brave Step had been around for her years and years ago, because it would have made all the difference for her to know that there's a community of survivors and loved ones of survivors who understand, who get it, who can help. And even if helping just means being a shoulder to laugh and cry on, whether just, just conversations, somebody who can help you make connections to other people who know what it's like to go through this and make you feel like, you know what, I am broken, but I can heal.
Mm-hmm. We were both at the Brave Step fundraiser, the last one we had.
Yes.
And I know you're going to have one. You guys are going to have one.
Yes.
But the stories that were told at that event were, what is the word? Mind-blowing?
Powerful.
I didn't even know it went to that depth.
Right.
You don't know people's struggle until you tell your story.
Right.
So I'm glad Brave Step is stepping out with a podcast, is stepping out with new ways, change makers, to make a difference and start a conversation. It is hard to market sexual abuse.
It is. There's still such a stigma with it. Even people who have a great amount of respect for survivors and who speak their story, it's not an easy conversation to have, but it's one that we need to be having. We can't have allies unless we are out as survivors, right? I couldn't be an ally to Chip if he didn't tell me. I couldn't be an ally to my other family members if I didn't know. I could secretly be one. I could hope that they would sense that I would support them, but having it out in the open, I think, makes such a difference. That's why I'm a Brave Step board member.
And I'm glad you're that voice, because other people haven't experienced sexual abuse. So they need to know that even though I haven't experienced it, I can still support family, friends, neighbors, coworkers who have gone through it. Because eventually you're going to break. Eventually you will break. Can I say that out loud?
We all break. Yeah. So many times, no matter what the issue is we're talking around, we all need people. We need our allies to speak for us when we can't speak for ourselves, and there are so many times a survivor may be in a part where they can't have a voice for themselves right then, and they need an ally for them. And because luckily you know, survivors don't make up 100% of the population. There's not enough survivors to do the work. Like, we need our people who want to fight for the cause to fight for the cause. And so I think a lot of times people say, I don't really know what to do. And I don't know what to say. And get in touch with an organization like Brave Step, and they'll walk you through it. And there's, no matter where you come from, there's something for you to do. Absolutely something for you to do.
Even if it's just as simple as posting on whatever social media outlet that you enjoy, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, say something about the fact that you know about Brave Step and you support the mission and that you are an ally. I mean, be that voice for the people who aren't ready to speak up yet. They need to hear it 1,000, 100,000 times. So be one of those voices that says, hey, I'll be here to listen. I'll be here to support you. I'll help you deal with the shame, the stigma. We'll get through this together.
BraveStep.org is where you can go. BraveStep.org. And if for some reason you missed out on Giving Tuesday or Cyber Monday or Black Friday, this is a nonprofit, a 501c3. They are changing the way sexual abuse is talked about.
Right. And Brave Step is relatively young. It's only been around since 2014, but it's growing. You know, since it's been around, 157 survivors have been helped. That's huge. And we're just a tiny little nonprofit here in Charlotte. We have so much that we can do with your help. We need your support, though, to grow. And so in this holiday season, I would ask that you please give to Brave Step in whatever amount you can. If you don't have dollars, give a minute of your time just to talk about it. Put it out there. If you do have a few dollars, even if it's only $5, give at bravestep.org. But we'd really appreciate even bigger gifts if you have it, or if you can put us in touch with people who do have it. Use whatever resources you have in order to help support what we're trying to do. We especially would appreciate monthly gifts. If you can do $5 a month, that goes a long way to help us be able to plan the kind of programming that we already offer and to be able to think about how we can expand that to reach even more people daily, monthly, every year. So, yeah. So whatever you can give, it matters.
It does matter. We are inspiring and empowering adults this morning. Well, Brave Step is. And we're trying to follow in the footsteps as we talk about taking action within their lives, your life, to shape a strong community, supportive community, to talk about this topic with future generations. Because if you remember two generations back, just even one generation back, they were not talking about this. It's like, your uncle, what? No, he didn't. And then you have that part of the family dynamic. No, your uncle didn't. You're just trying to start trouble. No, my boyfriend didn't. Right?
Right.
Whoa, that's pretty deep. That's got a cut below the bone. Right?
You're misremembering. You're trying to get attention. Whatever the excuse is, make that uncomfortable truth go away.
Right. Or get out of here with your Me Too. Really? Come on now.
Right.
But just come out and say it. It doesn't bring you joy.
That's exactly right. And inside of a family, we know that most abuse actually happens with someone that the person knows, right? And so many times they are a family member. And there are so many layers of complexity to coming out for that. You know, if you think about, someone's not going to believe me if I say this, right? Especially if they're a younger person, if they are still a child, because that happens so many times. And then as an adult, you know, I've heard so many survivor stories that are similar but different. It's like, I didn't think anybody was going to believe me later. I didn't want to hurt my mom, right? How many people will keep a secret to not hurt someone else? And you can understand the intention by that. Like, I think everybody can get that. Without liking it, they can get it, but it doesn't help that survivor. Right? There's nothing bringing anything to light. There's no healing that's starting to happen for that survivor as long as that secret's in shame. And so when we talk about these things, as long as you're somewhat human, it's pretty easy to understand where someone is coming from if you just listen and if they can just tell it. And so I try to be very supportive of each survivor having their own time, right? You never want to push someone out and push someone into their story. So I say that, and I also want to say that every survivor's story is not the same. So if I tell my story today, I don't speak for every survivor out there. But, you know, I speak for me and my experience. But I do know that there's a place for every survivor to have a story. And the more people that tell their story, that come out to their family and friends and say, hey, I'm one, you know, I'm one, you see me, I matter, and I know I matter to you, the more that this is going to change, the more those conversations are going to happen, and then we're going to have these allies to come and help the cause. That's going to have more the effect of more people coming out with their story. And the more people coming out with the story, the more healing that happens. It's very cathartic to tell a caring person, a truly caring person. I suggest a therapist to start with, what you've gone through, and to get it out. That first step is so healing and is so transformative to opening up your life. If you can find that person, that therapist, someone who you can trust to be that first person, it's such an amazing experience. And that's my wish really for all survivors, is that they are able to start their journey toward healing themselves.
And there's trauma therapists that Brave Step has a safe circle around.
That's right.
So if you are wondering, where is this trauma therapist? Well, Brave Step has gone out in the community and searched for them.
They've done the homework. That's right. They've done the homework for you. So that's what's so amazing, because this is new, right? This is kind of newer. If you don't know anybody, say you're even new to town or you're new to therapy, you're the first one in your family to get therapy. You don't even know where to start, right? Brave Step has done the work to vet out these people who specialize in trauma. Not every therapist specializes in childhood trauma. Especially childhood sexual trauma. That's a special kind of trauma. And so, you know, they've done all this work for you that they can, you know, match you up with these people to get you started.
Because it is a long journey.
That's right. It's not a one and done. It wasn't for me. It could be for other people. I want to acknowledge there's all kinds of childhood trauma. So for the people who say, oh, sex trauma is not my trauma, understandable. Don't devalue your trauma, no matter what your trauma is. If you had childhood trauma, you deserve a chance to start healing.
A parent who was maybe mentally unstable.
That happens all the time.
Who was just roaring and screaming, and you were living on the edge every single day, scared.
Right. That's very traumatic. A while back when I first started this work, I was, you know, like I said, 17 when I went to my first therapist. Childhood trauma wasn't considered at that point really PTSD. So now we can categorize, you know, childhood trauma as PTSD, and it actually makes a lot more sense. The relationship and what happens to your sensitivities, what happens to your nervous system, your fight or flight mode is, for me, activated at all times. It's kind of like, I feel like for my personal journey, my fight or flight mode is my final frontier to healing for me. Not that you're ever done, but it's the one I'm trying to get myself out of, that being the automatic response to all things that aren't really applicable to fight or flight for me. But these things that we know now about childhood traumas, we can work on these things. This is not a mental death sentence. This is not a spiritual death sentence. There's some real greatness that can happen when you heal. There's a lot you can give back to somebody else when you're healing yourself through these things.
I like that. There's some greatness that can come out of your healing. Yeah. The importance of telling children their body parts by a trusted source.
Yes.
So moms and dads out there, please. I know you may have a little taboo talking about sex, but you got to do it for the kid.
That's right.
The kid's future.
Caleb's family did a really great job at this. They did a really good job at talking about certain parts and what you do and what's appropriate, what isn't appropriate, and to tell someone and to do that. And I think we're getting better at that. I feel like, Francine, we're on our way up with this, with education. But the stigma is not where we're on our way up, right? The shame, we're not on our way up from that. We're not on our way up from telling the story. I think we are getting better at trying to teach our kids how to report, when to report, what that is. But still, if someone's a really great shamer and they're able to tell a kid, you know, don't tell anyone this, it's hard to work around that one as a parent. And I'm cautious to put blame on parents, you know, because if someone in the family.
You trust too much.
And who do you not trust? How do you draw that line? Where is that? But I think this, what we're doing now, is how you start it. Like you start just talking about it. You start talking openly about it. And then you kind of break away those mm-hmm. secrets.
Can be as simple as just empowering children about their bodies. I was listening to, we're kind of obsessed with Dan Harris right now. And I was listening to one of his podcasts the other day. And they were talking about stealing in general and looking beyond the simple concept of like stealing from, shoplifting. Not that kind of stealing, not just that kind of stealing, but taking what isn't freely given. And the person who was his guest speaker was kind of challenging him on, how do you see that manifest itself with children? He was talking, Dan Harris realized, every day I steal his kisses, I steal his sugar, I do this. And it made him give pause and think like, hey, should I be careful about how I do that?
Boundaries, right?
Yeah. And I can remember when I was a kid, you get tickled and you're laughing and that sounds like you're loving it. It sounds like it's funny, but you reach that moment where I can't stop laughing, but I'm already uncomfortable and I do want you to stop. And I'm giggling when I say stop, but I mean it. Just thinking about little things like that sounds a little unfair. Like, oh, he's my child. I should be able to steal his sugars whenever. Okay. But thinking about it, at least stopping and pausing and thinking, all right, well, how does this set the child up for being able to tell someone, no, stop, or hey, this person crossed a boundary with me? I think there's a wide spectrum of what kind of conversations you can choose to have with your own children. And I'm not a parent, so I'm not really one to give parenting advice, even though it sounds like that's what I'm doing. I'm just giving advice about
common
the
sense.
Way I felt as a child. I'm giving you parenting advice from someone who used to be a child. That's as much as I know about it.
We're all once children. We know what that's like.
We've
right?
got experience.
We do have experience there.
Yeah.
I think, the one thing I think that I hear questioned quite a bit is actually from the allies. What do they say back when somebody wants to come out to them as being a survivor? So I talk to my clients about this quite a bit. A lot of times people are so uncomfortable with death. It's when someone dies close to you or somebody dies, it's, a family member of one of your best friends. What do you say? I don't know what to say. It's so awkward. I think it kind of runs in that same vein, right? We don't want to say the wrong thing. So many times we don't say anything, which is sometimes the wrong thing.
Can it be worse? Yeah, if we don't say anything.
That's right. I think sometimes it can because it reads as I don't care. When you say nothing, it's avoided. It's ignored.
But in your head, you're going,
I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I'm just speaking for myself again. I'm not speaking for every survivor. But I would say the biggest thing is if someone comes out to you with the story, they've clearly entrusted you with the story. Like, you're special to them. You don't just say it to strangers usually.
Thank you for telling me. That's
absolutely
that's what I would say.
I mean,
that's
number one.
I don't know what the right thing to say is, but that's what comes from my heart when somebody tells me, anybody tells me a secret about themselves or something that, just sharing something with me that was important, that is a part of who they are. I just say, if I don't know what to say, thank you for telling me, because it's an honor. You've entrusted me.
It is. That's exactly right.
I can't fix it. I can't make it unhappen. I can put you in touch with Brave Step. I can help you that way. Thank you. That's the best thing I can come up with to say.
I think we're learning, and we have a long ways to go to learn about how to be empathetic to a person, but I'm so sorry that happened. That sounds horrible. That must have been horrible. Can mean so much. It validates that it probably was horrible. If you've gone through anything like it, you can speak from the heart that that was horrible. Obviously, it's okay to share that. But if you haven't, everybody can relate to what their fears are. That sounds horrible. Is okay to say to something that was horrible. People want to be validated that they're okay, that they're safe. And I love what Caleb said. Thank you for sharing that with me. Thank you for trusting me with that. And it's okay to validate whatever you're going through. You shared that with me. That's just between you and I. To promise to them that whatever they set the rules of it, right? You don't want me to tell anybody? I won't tell a soul. So that whatever you share with me is between you and I. And those are just a couple of first starts. Obviously, if you have someone in your life who's going through this, who isn't willing to talk to someone, you can call Brave Step too. They're for allies too. You can, if you have a family member who's going through this and they will not call anybody, don't worry. Brave Step is for you too. They will help you out. They will help you know the things to say and get you inside of support networks to help you out.
I do like that part about Brave Step is that not only do they help the survivor of sexual abuse, they help the ally, the loved one in the family or the marriage or your sister or your cousin.
Right. I mean, it's helping me, even though I'm not directly using its services. It helps me to have a community of people like Crystal, our executive director, who's amazing and inspiring, but all the people that she's collected around her that I wouldn't have met otherwise. That helps me to know that, hey, there's all these people You know, it's disheartening to know, but I knew they were out there anyway. So it's great to see them in person and get to see the amazing art that they're creating, the careers that they're having, the friendships, the relationships, the healing. To see all of what they're doing is really meaningful. So it's helping me just by being connected to it.
Shout out to Crystal Emmerich.
Yes.
She created this.
She did, from her own survivorship. And I know that doing this is part of her healing. It's helped her tremendously, I'm sure. You can feel it when you talk to her.
Yeah.
So, you know, become a Brave Step contributor just so you can have a chance to meet Crystal, because that's worth it just for that.
And donate so Crystal can get to know you. Yes, you listening now. Because the statistics reveal that every 73 seconds an American is sexually assaulted, and every 9 minutes that victim is a child. So if you go to bravestep.org, that's B-R-A-V-E, step, STEP.org, you could donate. You can do $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you want. You can just do $10. Whatever you do, just do something, because you are working on behalf of someone who needs to come out and tell their story.
And those statistics are helpful, but I can give you one that requires zero research. There is a 0% chance that you know no one who has been affected by sexual trauma. You probably know 10 people, 20 people. You might not know who they are. You might have an idea who they might be, but you know someone, you love someone who has been affected by sexual trauma. And you are someone who's been affected by it because of that. There's a place for you at Brave Step wherever you are, whether you are a survivor who's never told anyone, whether you're someone who's out and proud and can help and be a volunteer, or be a group support leader. There's a place for you, even if it's just an ally, just somebody who posted on their Facebook and says, hey, you know what? I heard about Brave Step on the Francine Marie Show. It's really cool. Check it out. I'm an ally.
Isn't he amazing?
He is. He's pretty good.
Hey, you're not bad yourself, Chip Perry, movie star.
I hope I have a contract for a movie after this show is over, because I haven't had one yet. So I need to earn my title. You know, social media is awesome for this. If we're going to use social media for some good stuff, let's do some good stuff, right? It is so simple, and it doesn't cost anything. Each year, I want to say April, I'm going to slap my hand if I'm getting it wrong, but April, I believe, is Child Abuse Awareness Month. And mm-hmm. every April, I'll post something on my social media. So I'll change my profile picture, and I'll do the blue ribbon. It's the symbol for Child Abuse Awareness Month. And I will tell a little snippet of my story. It won't be a big story. It won't be the full deal, but it'll just say, hey, I am one. And every single time, I have, of course, the comments on the main page of, you know, anything from proud of you, love you, you know, all the sweets, right? And I'm fortunate enough, like my bubble, very supportive, loving bubble. So I'm lucky that I have that, and I'm grateful for that every day. But what's really amazing is it's rare that I don't get a private message, like a DM, that says me too. And it's something small, and it'll just be somebody I didn't know that they went through that. But every single time I can tell that they just wanted to tell someone, I shoot them a message back and thank you so much for sharing that. I'm so glad you did. If you ever want to talk about it, if you ever need support and resources, if you never need anything, I'm here for you. Just know that I'm always here for you. And I'm shocked each time that there's somebody that I had no idea. Because I've been putting my story out there for a little while now, so I think that everybody kind of knows my story. Okay. And maybe is tired of it. You know, I'm one of those loudmouths, so you know, I'm not really shy about it. There's somebody new each time. There's somebody new each time. And those of us who can, because there's some of us who can, put it out there so people know they're not alone. Being alone in any of your stuff is the worst. It really is the worst. And this epidemic has so much loneliness to it. That if any of us can help people, and social media is a great way to do that, right? Because it just puts it out there. If you can, do it. If you can't, we totally understand.
And when you said that being silent, being alone hurts, it's also self-destructive, because then we go into these, whatever it is, alcohol, whatever drug of choice, whatever your thing is that you do to self-destruct.
Right.
It happens.
Right. That's right.
Because you feel alone. So don't do that. Just be a big mouth like we are. Yeah.
And, you know, not everybody can be a big mouth like we are, Francine, right?
Right.
I mean, some people can't. Lean up to a big mouth. If you need help, get one of us and we can help you out. I mean, we can steer you in the right direction. I know we're always happy to do that. There's somebody out there for everybody. There is.
Yeah.
There is.
And if you are not familiar with what a trauma therapist is when it comes to sexual abuse, that's all they focus on. That's their forte. That's their expertise. That's their niche. Reaching out to Brave Step can help you find these therapists that have already been vetted. You're not going to pay those astronomical prices that you would normally pay. It's not cheap.
And so if that's a hold up for people, please contact Brave Step because they can assist you with that as well.
Right. We have a sliding scale fee program. We'll ask you to use your insurance if you have it available. But if you don't, or if it doesn't cover all of it, you know, we'll talk with you about that. So don't let that be the barrier to what gets you started on your journey. Trauma therapy, you need these people that specialize in it, not just some random person that you Googled who may not understand. And any therapist relationship, you know, sometimes you got to meet a couple people, but we've done that work for you so you can kind of skip that step of shopping around. And we can connect you not just with therapists, but with other survivors and other loved ones who can help you continue that healing outside of that hour of therapy. And you can, you know, come to coffee and conversation. You can come to group support meetings. You can make your own friendships, all kinds of means of support in addition to that. And at Brave Step, it's where you will be believed. You come to Brave Step and you will be believed. That's the first step. If you've ever been not believed before, that's not going to happen here.
BraveStep.org, BraveStep.org, BraveStep.org. Our new best friends, you know Caleb. Yep, Caleb Holloway. He is a board member with Brave Step. Also, Chip Perry, the actor, an advocate for Brave Step and a big mouth like me.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Francie.
Well, it's that time. Time for me to get on the elevator, leave. I am your hostess of the mostest, Francine Marie. Join me next weekend, same time, same station. And until we meet, I need you and you, and especially you, to have a good week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
You've already burned 20 calories just listening to her.
That's all for now. See you next week.
Please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.